Attacks on the press are just part of President Trump's style. Here's one.
Media outlets like CNN and MSNBC are fake news. Fake news.
Trump does talk to the New York Times sometimes, as he did last night, but he seems to prefer Twitter to sit-down interviews with journalists. He talks mostly to Fox. Another of his favorites is the Christian Broadcasting Network. They're a religious TV network based in Virginia Beach. NPR's Sarah McCammon has that story.
The network known as CBN is best known for the 700 Club, a Christian talk show that's been on the air for decades. It's hosted by the controversial televangelist and CBN founder, Pat Robertson.
Violence in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it happening?
After the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in October, Robertson cited a Bible verse warning that wickedness will lead to violence and strife. He then made a connection between violence in the U.S. and what he described as a lack of respect for authority.
There is profound disrespect of our president all across this nation. They say terrible things about him.
Robertson has spoken favorably about Trump since the campaign. This summer, the two sat down for an interview.
Well, Mr. President, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so proud of everything you're doing. Let me ask you.
An analysis by Mark Noller of CBS News found that since taking office, Trump gave the overwhelming majority of his network TV interviews to Fox News. The Christian Broadcasting Network has had two, which is on par with the Wall Street Journal and more than the Washington Post or Associated Press, according to Noller's count. Pat Robertson's son, Gordon, is the network CEO.
Other news organizations are saying, wow, we didn't know about the CBN News. And, you know, how does David Brody get so many interviews with Donald Trump?
David Brody is CBN's chief political correspondent. He first interviewed Trump in 2011. Brody says Trump understood early on the importance of courting evangelical leaders. He also seemed to understand that winning them over might take some effort, given his history of multiple marriages and reputation for vulgarity.
It's pretty funny because he walks in with a picture of his confirmation when he was, you know, a teenager, just to say, hey, look, see, here, I'm a Christian. Take a look.
Over the years, Brody estimates he's interviewed Trump about 20 times, including an interview for a book about Trump's faith that's due out in February.
30 seconds.
In Washington, D.C., on a small set in the modest CBN newsroom, Brody anchors a weekly online show called Faith Nation. On a recent episode, his co-host Jenna Browder took the audience on a tour.
Hey, David. Hey, Faith Nation. That is right. We are here live at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
Days after Trump's inauguration, Brody sat down with him at the White House.
Do you feel the need to pray more? Where are you on that?
Well, I tell you what, I've always felt the need to pray. So I would say that the office is so powerful that you need God even more.
In early December, Brody interviewed Vice President Mike Pence, who described Trump as a believer, a genuine Christian.
Well, I think President Trump has a heart of gratitude for evangelical Christians in this country.
White evangelicals overwhelmingly supported Trump in the 2016 election, and he's given evangelical leaders what several have described as unprecedented access to the White House. He's delivered on many of their priorities, including nominating U.S. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch and appointing abortion rights opponents to key positions in his administration. Trump's relationship with evangelical leaders has thrived despite allegations against him from multiple women of sexual harassment and assault. Brody says many conservative Christians feel a kinship with Trump, the outsider who's ridiculed by the elites. He says they see in Trump a nostalgia for a time when many white evangelicals felt American culture was more explicitly aligned with Christian values.
He, in essence, has become their moral crusader in a way, which is so wild that a guy like this would be in the role of moral crusader. Who ever would have thought Donald Trump, of all people, would have been that guy?
While Trump routinely scorns much of the mainstream press, he's been content to take his message directly to his base, on social media and on CBN. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.